You're listening to the Stock Day Podcast. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube for breaking news and actionable market intelligence on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Today's episode is sponsored by Knightscope. The rise of the robots is happening, and it's happening now. Knightscope is deploying AI robots to help make the U.S. the safest country in the world. Join us and be a force for good. Visit Knightscope.com/rise. Long Knightscope, short the criminals. On today's show, my guest is Chairman and CEO of Cebon Systems Inc., Mr. Scott Silverman. Cebon Systems Inc. trades on the OTC markets under the trading symbol CBNT. Cebon Systems Inc. is a San Antonio-based nanotechnology company and marketer of the patented Cebon technology, which is starting to get a lot of attention as its products are proven to strengthen glass for architectural window applications to the point of being bulletproof. The company's Patriot Glass Solutions division sells ballistic-resistant window film solutions and forced-entry-resistant window film solutions to commercial enterprises, schools, government agencies, and more. Here's an interesting quote from the company's website, patriotglasssolutions.com. Ballistic qualities of powerfully enhanced toughened glass protect against not only projectiles such as bullets, but also the force of a bomb blast or intense strike force like a hammer or crowbar. For these reasons, the C-Bond BRS complete system is ideal for use in areas of high risk where the threat of firearms, rioting, bomb threats and intrusion is prevalent. He's with us today in part to tell us about some exciting news regarding their upcoming investor call. I'd like to welcome onto the podcast Mr. Scott Silverman. Scott, thanks so much for joining me today.
Matthew, thanks to you and your watchers for having me and Cebon Systems on today. We appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. Lots to cover today, so we'll get right into it. We covered some of this in the intro, but to start things off, just give our audience a general description of Cebon Systems and exactly what it is that you do.
So Cebon Systems is a company now based out of San Antonio, Texas, originally out of Houston, Texas. And we emerged out of Rice University with a bunch of intellectual property, patents, licenses, things to that effect. In fact, we now have 22 patents or licenses related to our technology. And what we do in a nutshell is we strengthen brittle materials. When we commercialized our technology, the first brittle material market that we pursued was the glass sector. And we started two pieces of the business. We have the architectural piece that is now known as our division, Patriot Glass Solutions, which you made reference to earlier. And we have two products from our technology in that division. We have our Cebon BRS or bullet resistant solution that you made reference to that is certified to National Institute of Justice or NIJ standards to stop 5 rounds from any handgun at 15 feet up to level 2A on the NIJ standard list. And we also stop 5 rounds from 50 feet from any assault rifle. The latter is with 9 levels of window film with our proprietary chemical solution between the film and the glass itself. And the former, the handgun, is 3 levels, and it stops 5 rounds at 15 feet. Within Patriot Glass, we also have another Cebon proprietary product called Cebon Secure, which is a smash and grab type of product. It will halt or thwart smash and grabs. A bad guy trying to get into a retail facility like we see on TV all the time or a commercial facility will be delayed for up to 2 minutes by using a crowbar or some device to enter the facility. Well, if there was no Cebon secure solution on the facility itself, it would take less than 5 seconds for that perpetrator to get into the facility. So Cebon's technology works with architectural glass. We are very proud of the growth that we've achieved in the last year, which I think we'll talk about as this call moves forward. And briefly, we did have an automotive sector that focused on strengthening windshields that we sold back in May for over $4 million. And the capital that we received from that asset sale has helped us pay off debt, strengthen our balance sheet, and most importantly, grow the Patriot Glass Solutions division of Cebon.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I understand that you came on to Cebon due in part to the strength of their IP portfolio. So let's get granular and talk about the patented technology and how it differentiates from other competitors in the space.
So when people put up window film, think about if you get tint on your car as an example. That's the simplest form. What is used to actually put up that window film? 99% of the time, it's soap and water. And soap and water does not enhance the strength, if you will, of the window film or the glass underneath it or the two together. What CBON technology does, and we manufacture the fluid that goes in between the window film and the glass as the alternative slip agent or the alternative adhesive agent to the soap and water platform that I just mentioned. And our technology is proven and patented to actually strengthen the underlying glass and to strengthen the whole system of the window film, our chemical solution, and the glass itself. And the most extreme example of this is our bullet resistant solution, or BRS solution, with three levels of 15 mil window film, with our chemical solution, CBON BRS, between each layer of window film and the glass itself. Like I said before, we are certified up to NIJ standard level 2A to stop 5 rounds at 15 feet. And that's what differentiates us. There are competitors in the market that are advertising that they will stop bullets, and they do, maybe 1, 2, 3, whatever it may be. But most of them are using soap and water, and most of them do not meet the certification standards that I just mentioned. So that in and of itself is the differentiating factor, especially in the markets that we're going after. Schools being a big market with what's going on around the country with school shootings and the school safety initiatives that states and the federal government are putting around it, commercial buildings, government buildings, and retail buildings.
Well, beyond the strengthening advantage, how do your products compare to other bulletproof materials in the market when it relates to cost of installation? Because my understanding is that traditional bulletproof glass is traditionally super dark, heavy, difficult to install, cost prohibitive for a lot of businesses or organizations that would otherwise benefit from having them. So how do you compare in terms of installation costs?
Great question. We are not bulletproof. We do not want to be bulletproof. Bulletproof is big, bulky, not clear, is not aesthetically pleasing at all. And most of all, it's very expensive. Our technology is window film, and our solution on a typical piece of anywhere from a 1/4 inch to 3/4 inch piece of annealed architectural glass. And we are bullet resistant, quote unquote, rather than bulletproof. And the result of that is a solution, like I said, that stops 5 rounds from varying distances, but also is about 25% of the cost and much more visible, aesthetically pleasing from a visibility perspective than bulletproof glass, which is a polycarbonate and changes the whole look and structure of the facility.
Got it. Thank you very much for that clarification. So how would you describe your primary markets and how you plan to grow into those markets?
Yeah, so the primary markets, like I mentioned, start with schools and commercial markets. And then underneath that, you have government and retail, which maybe falls into commercial. Media outlets, believe it or not, are using our technology because they get threats all the time, especially what's going on in the world now with Israel, Hamas, and Russia, Ukraine. You know, our technology, unfortunately, for the sake of the world, becomes extremely important and extremely relevant. But to answer your question directly, I'll start with schools, Matthew, is that we've now installed over 130 schools across the country using our technology. The majority of them are in Texas. And the reason the majority of them are in Texas is because, number one, we're based there. And number two, Texas to date is the only state in the country that has actually mandated the use of either, quote, security window film or security fencing around the perimeter of all 8,100 public schools in the state of Texas. The funding is there to promote it. There's basically about a 2-year window to go out and get the business. There are ourselves and several other players in the market, but we're a company that last year just did about $2.5 million in revenue. And obviously the growth opportunity that comes from schools alone just in Texas is extremely substantial. And then as we move to other states and other states implement certain regulations or laws regarding school safety initiatives, we think that opportunity can only grow. Arkansas, Florida, others are those that we have on our sites right now and are actively doing business in addition to Texas. And then a year and a half ago at this point, the federal government put into place the gun law, which has a school safety element underneath it to the tune of about a $2 billion funding initiative. None of those dollars have been released yet. And there's been no direction from the federal government yet as to what schools or states must do in order to meet those school safety initiative standards. But as all this comes together over the next 6 months, year, 2 years, even three to five years, we believe we are in a great position to at least be the best technology in the market, that we're sure of, and creating the sales and marketing opportunities either internally through our dealer network or with partners to go out there and take over the opportunity in the school safety initiative space. On the commercial side, you know, it's obvious. There are many commercial buildings today that want to be protected from gunfire or from break-ins and smash and grabs. And one way to do that is using window film applications. Again, we don't make the window film, we don't make the glass. But what we offer is a very unique proprietary chemical solution in lieu of soap and water that can strengthen those commercial buildings and those commercial outlets better than any other technology in the market. So the one thing I want to emphasize on this call that I want you and your listeners to truly understand, yeah, we're not huge. We're not a 3M. But at the end of the day, our technology is best of breed with the patent portfolio behind it, with a valuation on our technology alone done a few years back of over $33 million by a very recognized third-party IP evaluation firm. And you look at our market cap today, and it's not anywhere close to even the valuation of our intellectual property. So I, as the CEO, believe we're extremely undervalued given how we're growing and what we can offer to the community, whether it be government, commercial, or education, and the security we can provide, not just to those institutions that I mentioned, but to, you know, our overall society with what's going on in the world. Unfortunately, we need this type of protection.
Yeah. And looking ahead to the near future, 2024 and beyond, getting this technology in front of people, making sure they understand what it can offer small businesses, schools, other organizations. You have an investor call coming up. Is that correct?
So it hasn't been formally announced yet, but yes, we're going to hold an investor call either next Monday or Tuesday. And what has driven that is we had a very good third quarter. In fact, we believe it to be a record third quarter, subject to the audit process, obviously. Fourth quarter has already started off very strong, and we're growing. We're growing because of the opportunities in the markets that I just mentioned and the technology that we've already discussed. So because of this, the primary growth engine for our company is Patriot Glass Solutions. And what we intend to do, both prior to and up through that conference call, is really educate our investors over the next week or so as to what Patriot Glass Solutions is, what our direction is with that division of Seebahn Systems, which is the largest growing division of Seebahn Systems. And all of that will be covered on an upcoming conference call that we'll announce shortly.
Cool. So this podcast will be coming out right before that call, so people will have a chance to get registered. They'll just go to patriotglasssolutions.com to figure out how to partake in the call?
Yes, or you'll see a press release right after your podcast comes out that gives information about how to access the call.
Great. I'm sure there's a lot of parents and business owners watching or listening now who are interested. Think, you know, I've got children in school. I want them to be protected. I have my money invested in my business. I want it to be protected. How do people learn about the product? Where's the sales and marketing operation? Where's that taking place? Like how do people learn about this technology?
Well, let's go back 5 years. We were a company basically with just a bunch of intellectual property, and we had to commercialize that technology. We have, both in the commercial, architectural, educational space that we've mentioned, not to mention the automotive that we sold back in May, and the commercialization of that technology has taken hold in certain geographic regions. Texas, obviously, being the lead one. Whether it be parents, whether it be teachers, whether it be principals, superintendents, security officers, whomever through the educational chain, that is where the education is coming right now. We are focused primarily on Texas as an internal group right now because of the 8,100 schools that must install something, whether it be security window film or fencing over the next less than 2 years at this point. So that is a hundreds of millions of dollar opportunity for the market. And we just want to get our fair share of it, obviously, and we'll grow significantly if we get our fair share of it. So in Texas, that's where they're primarily learning from it. Now, how do you grow the rest of the business? We've created a dealer network across the country. So we have 36 dealers now that are signed up to be Patriot Glass dealers that we continue to educate on our technology, on the sales process, which is a process. It's not just simply like buying a tube of stuff you spray on a windshield, but rather you need to go through whether your glass is right, what type of window film you need. Obviously, educate yourself on us and our competition. Understand where the funding is coming from to pay for it, and then go through an installation process. So we are educating our dealers every day on the sales process and the installation process and working with them on that so that as other states have mandates or certain schools have desires, you know, we have a group out there that can reach them as opposed to just us in San Antonio or Houston, Texas. So we have 36 dealers and we have some really good partners. One I'd like to mention is a company out of Arkansas by the name of Curtis Stout, which for almost 100 years now has been in the electrical contracting business. And they've created a division focused on school safety. And they have approximately 15 sales reps, primarily across the Southeast. They call it from Arizona to Florida on the southern border, that are focused purely on school safety initiatives. And they've made CBON Technology and Patriot Glass Solutions a major part of their sales effort. They've been a great partner thus far. So, you know, those are the types of partners that we want to bring in and want to attract, because we don't have the sales and marketing force by ourselves. And honestly, you know, and some of your listeners may not like this, but I hope you understand it. We're an IP company. Our value is our intellectual property. Building out a sales and marketing force with 500 salespeople in it across the country is not what we want to do. What we want to do is bring in the right partners that already have the distribution networks so that we can just have them educate them on who we are, what we do, our technology, our sales and installation process, and then have them go out and do the entire sales process and installation process. We believe that that's a better way to market, that's less capital intensive and has a further reach.
Everything we've covered on this call today could be used to answer this next question, but I'll give you a chance to answer it in a succinct fashion before we close here. Why is now specifically the right time? You know, our audience is made up of a lot of potential investors. Why is now the right time for someone to invest in CBON Systems?
Simple answer is market demand and best technology. The market demand has never been where it is today for security film technology. And again, that's the result of the world we're living in. The state we are based in is the leading state right now when it comes to fortifying schools and providing school safety initiatives across the board. The opportunities that we've created with Curtis Stout and the other dealers that I mentioned on here are significant. The world needs our technology. The other technologies in the market, I'll just say it, do not have the quality that we do. No one can show a video with the appropriate certifications like you'll see on our website, patriotglasssolutions.com. No one can show a video with the appropriate certifications and do it in person where we stop bullets. You know, we literally stop five and more bullets with three layers of film from a handgun or nine layers of film from an assault rifle. And it's an amazing thing to see. So I think that's the primary answer is market opportunity and best technology.
Thank you.
And just to add one other thing, you know, we're growing. You know, we had a record third quarter even without the automotive group that we sold to bring in the cash to run the business. And fourth quarter looks very strong. And going into 2024, I think our investors will see the results on the P&L.
Any other last points that we haven't touched upon potentially before we conclude today, Scott?
You know, I guess, you know, this is a business, Matthew. And, you know, we run a business to run a business. The goal of running a business is to make money and create value for your shareholders. But the thing that hit home with me the most that we haven't talked about here today is when the shooting took place in Nashville, Tennessee, maybe 6 months ago or so. And the video showed the way that that perpetrator got into the school. And the way she got in was by shooting the front doors that were locked and breaking the glass, putting her hand in, opening the door, and getting in. If CBON technology had been on those doors, I won't say it wouldn't have happened, but there's a much higher likelihood that no one would have been killed there. And that's the closing remark. It's just watch that video, realize that there's a technology that can stop this and provide safety to our children and the educators and administrators that help them learn every day. And yes, that's who we are, and that's what we're all about. So please watch that video. Watch our videos on patriotglasssolutions.com. You'll see how it works. And look forward to talking to all your investors, hopefully, on further podcasts with you and as well as our upcoming conference call next week.
My guest today has been Chairman and CEO of CBON Systems, Inc., Mr. Scott Silverman. CBON Systems, Inc., trades on the OTC markets under the trading symbol CBNT. And for more information, as we alluded to, on the company, you can visit them online, patriotglasssolutions.com. check out their information that's forthcoming on the press release about the investor call. Scott, I'd like to thank you so much for coming on the show, and I really do look forward to visiting with you again for an update soon.
Thank you very much, Matthew, and thank you to all your listeners. We appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Spotlight Media Corporation, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when investing to determine investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.